Hello, and thank you all for coming. I know that you're all busy students, and I appreciate that you're here today. So, what do you think of when you hear the words climate change? You probably think about warmer temperatures, floods, droughts, huge storms, and maybe polar bears. That's what I'm going to talk about today. The polar bear and the human threats to this beautiful, powerful, majestic animal. It's widely known that polar bears are now an endangered species. There are only about 26,000 polar bears in the world today, and it's believed that most of them will be gone by 2050 if nothing changes. There are several threats to polar bears. The biggest threat is the loss of sea ice habitat. Climate change damages the sea ice which polar bears depend on for survival. The disappearing ice has several negative effects. For example, polar bears have problems searching for seals, their main source of food. Polar bears need to stand on ice to hunt for seals. So when there isn't enough ice, the bears become hungry. A second threat is contact between humans and polar bears. When the sea ice melts, polar bears have to spend more time on land. When polar bears go near towns, people sometimes kill the bears to protect themselves. A third human threat to polar bears is industrial development, such as oil production and shipping. As the ice disappears, the ocean is growing. This means more oil production in the Arctic and an increased threat of oil spills. Contact with oil will kill polar bears, and the oil ships are also dangerous to polar bears. However, there is good news. It may not be too late to save the polar bear. Here's what people are already doing. First, Arctic communities are trying to reduce contact between humans and polar bears. More lights in public places, electric fences, and warning plans when bears enter towns all help to protect both polar bears and humans. Second, governments have made laws which limit the amount of oil production in the Arctic. And environmental groups are creating plans to make Arctic shipping safer. Third, people are trying to stop climate change. And you can too. To help save polar bears, you should use less electricity and petrol. And you could tell government leaders your opinion about climate change. It might also be a good idea to get involved with organisations which are working to save polar bears. So, to summarise, the main threat to polar bears is loss of habitat due to climate change. Related threats are human contact and industrial development. If people don't make changes quickly, polar bears may disappear.